Yael Avias-Igvisman is an Israeli-based international attorney. She's on the ICC list of counsel for victims and defense. Yael, thanks for joining us once again. How are you doing?
Thank you for the invitation. I'm as good as can be on this morning of, as you say, confusion.
Yeah, because, you know, as I said to a guest earlier, it feels like we've got a bit of whiplash. We don't really know where anything is coming from right now, and it's all just very confusing.
I feel like the citizens are the last to know. There's turmoil within Israel. There's turmoil outside Israel. What we are hearing, and I don't know if it's verified or not, is that this gesture towards the United States would be hopefully part of an overall sort of putting an end to hostilities, releasing all hostages, and putting an end to bloodshed that's been there since October
7th, 2023. So it does the signal the a little bit more hope for the other hostages.
It can be looked either way. I mean, of course, every life saved is an amazing miracle, and you know, every life saved. However, parents or families who still have their loved ones who didn't see their loved one walking towards liberty, towards freedom yesterday, also expressed a heavy heart. At the same time they're, you know, giving their blessings for saving Idan, and of course they're also there with a heavy heart because of this confusion. If we're confused, then just imagine what they're going through, where their loved one's life is at stake. Another day goes by, another hour goes by, and they're in total uncertainty. They've been managing this uncertainty for an excruciating amount of time. I don't know how they're standing by, but we're here for them, pro bono attorneys. You know, October 7, Justice Without Borders, we're representing at least 45 hostages.
Wow.
It's hostages who most of them have been freed, luckily, but we are absolutely fighting for all of those who are still there. 54 now are still there because we have Idan was liberated, and we're expecting another four bodies, so who didn't, you know, they were murdered on or around or in captivity of October 7th. And we're expecting their release as well, but there are many more, and there are also people who are alive, and they deserve their freedom.
Absolutely. So the four that you're expecting, is that part of the same so-called gesture to Donald Trump where that saw Idan released?
You know, I'm not sure myself. We are sort of witnessing this game of pressures in this game. I'm saying this word game not lightly, because
of course,
people
yes.
are dying. Every day this war is costing lives on all sides. And I'm against war anyways. You know, bloodshed for me is a bad idea. I think the world has understood that. And, you know, everything that has been done since World War II was to sustain an effective peace. And we're out of that now. So we have to think of how we can come out of this, you know, unbearable reality. We have to stop letting a militia dictate world politics and world reality. You know, I think states have to step up everywhere in the world and to speak much more firmly against bloodshed, including in somehow indirectly or directly profiting from war, you know, arms sales and so forth. I mean, the world has to take a stronger stance for you know, the end of hostilities to become a reality. These hostages, they're not they haven't disappeared in thin air. They're there physically somewhere.
Yeah, it's just absolutely remarkable. The you mentioned a little bit earlier about the hostage families, the others that you represent. How has Towards the beginning, I know I spoke with many, many of the families, and the lack of information, the way in which they were being updated or not updated was a very, very real concern and added to their anguish. What is it like now in terms of communication through official channels to those that are still waiting for some news?
I'll just say, you began your question about the released hostages. I'll just say they're all expressing, first of all, great solidarity. I think that's a solid sort of, if there's one thing we can, I wouldn't say trademark, but you know, that we can rely on, is this absolute solidarity of anyone who has been released, who has experienced hell, whether it was for 54 days or for 482 days. You know, they're all expressing the lack of capacity to heal until all hostages are freed and returned to their families. And also, they've returned to a shattered society, a shattered kibbutz, a shattered community. Their homes are no longer. We can't forget that. We shouldn't forget that. We're talking about tens of thousands of people whose these atrocities have affected and are still affecting today. So we have a long way to rebuild, but first things first, releasing the hostages, all of them.
Yeah. And the likelihood of this now materializing into something bigger, do you have any sense of whether that is possible?
I think there's such a difficulty to predict. However, I would say that any change, it can be, you know, I don't know if that's reassuring or not, but any change can be the most dangerous moment, but also the most hopeful moment. Stagnating is not an option in these kind of situations.